Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome back. We're going to dive deep down into the psyche, deep down into the mental mandibular oblongata, cerebral cortex, that little area where all thinking and judgment. And the reason we're going to go through that, I'm going to start with this, and we're going to go right into it right now. There are two types of people in this world when it comes to an attitude and thought process. And these two types of characteristics I'm referring to them in the reason about the person fulfilling their divine destiny. Remember that from Terminator? I believe that to be true. I believe that. You can say that something is destiny, it's destined to happen this way, but unless you're trying to make a destiny for yourself, then how can a destiny happen for you? It's not going to happen for you unless you make it. There are two types of people in this world when it comes to a defined attitude and thought process in these two characteristics. And the basic fundamentality of these two things comes down to fear. Fear puts people in the hospital. Fear can age you. It can paralyze you. It can kill you faster than a speeding bullet. James Allen once said, I don't remember if it's James Allen or not, but the quote I remember is, "The cave we fear to enter holds the treasures that we seek." And I want you to really think of something right now. You know, the life that we live and the life that we create for ourselves comes and goes. It comes in, it comes out, it comes out, it comes in, and it only goes in the directions that you push it and how hard you are pushing yourself. I want you to think of something right now. I want you to think of a dream that you're working on. Some kind of goal, some kind of something that you're working on. And you may have experienced some setbacks. You may have experienced some type of doubt. You may have experienced some type of pushback of you trying to fulfill your dream. Here's what I want you to do. Every time that this happens to you, I want you to say this to yourself. I want you to say, with power and conviction, I want you to say it with me. I want you to say, "It's possible." That's all you have to say when you look at your dream. It's possible. And the reason I'm saying that it's possible, because look at the laundry list of people in this world that have turned things around and fulfilled their dreams. Just take a look at these people that have turned things around and fulfilled their dreams. It's amazing. laundry list of billionaires that started with absolutely nothing. Sam Walton, Ralph Lauren, okay, Bill Gates, people that started, just looked at their dreams and they said, it's possible. And I want you to know that if you know someone that has achieved some type of goal or achieved something that they were working on and you've seen them do it, then I'm trying to tell you that it's possible that you can do it. Anyone can do it. It's possible you can fulfill your dreams. You know, it all is a form of relevance of fear. It's all a matter of fear. The only thing you have to fear is fear in itself. And you don't even have to fear that. All you have to do when you look at your dream is just say it's possible. But it's not going to come easy. You're going to have to give up not being lazy. You're going to have to give up not worrying about what other people say. You know how many times I've been called a dreamer? That's the one thing that people always say to me. They don't say I'm a loser, I'm not going, or they always say, man, you're a dreamer. Yeah, I am. I am. And I'm doing the best I can to fulfill them without any of your help. And I will do so without any of you. Mark my words. Because I look at my dreams and I say, it's possible. It's possible. All you can write your own songs and get your own record out there. It's possible that you can write your own book. It's possible you can own your own business. It's possible you can go back to school and get the degree that you've always wanted. It's possible you can get the job you've always wanted. And if you're not getting it, then you need to create the reality in order to get those types of things. See, that's the difference between some other people as well, is there are people that create these Fortune, you can say what you want about Fortune 500 CEO types, but if you really knew who they were, you would be fascinated on how they make their lives possible. They squeeze every possible minute in making the reality that they want to happen, regardless who it steps on. They're still doing what they want. For what they want. And you can do it. They're not faster, they're not better, they're not smarter. They just don't give up. Every time I see some type of a post or a tweet and it says, thank God it's Friday, I want to throw up. Why are you thanking God it's Friday? Hello, tomorrow is Saturday, the day after that is Sunday, the day after that is Monday. Why are you thanking God it's Friday? Because you're preparing to quit. If you put as much time into working on winning as you do into thinking about losing, you'd already be a champion. Due to certain restrictions, there's only going to be about 5 minutes left, and there's nothing I can really do about it because something is going on with something's going on with Blog Talk. I'll see what I can do here in order to try to fix it, but I have 5 minutes left. I'd have to create a new show and then tag everybody in it, and we'll do it all again. And maybe I'll just do that. I don't know. But either way, remember something in these last 5 minutes for those of you who are tuning in right now. I want you to say with power and conviction, it's possible. It's possible. I never thought I could, you know, I'll tell you something about myself. I never thought that I could really do this. until I saw somebody else do it once. And then I realized I was better than them, and I can do it. And now I am doing it. And I don't need anybody. I don't need Tony the Truth. I don't need this one. I don't need anyone. I am prepared to do it all on my own. That's the difference between me and everyone else. Okay? You've got to get yourself into the mindset, though, that you can do it. I never thought I could write my own book. I'm writing two of them at the same time now. And when I reached out to someone for help and I went and tried to do it with them, I realized I was wasting my time. Remember, it's your dream. People don't see your dream the same way you see it, so you have to go after it. You have to water it. There's something known as the Chinese bamboo tree. Okay, you have to water it for 5 years, every motherfucking day of the week. You've got to water it, you've got to nurture it, you've got to feed it. And it doesn't start to sprout until the fifth year. And then in the fifth year, it grows 90 feet tall. So you have to ask yourself the question, does it grow 90 feet? Does it grow 90 feet? Does it grow 90? Thank you, Brad Woods. Does it grow 90 feet in 5 years, or within the first 2 months after the nut finally cracks? The answer is 5 years. It takes 5 years to learn the market, to learn the system, to get your contacts, to learn communication between proper intellectual stimulation of people, to learn how to meet certain people on different levels and carry different conversations on different levels of the spectrum in order to understand how the flow works and understand how the electricity flows. It took 5 years. Rome wasn't built in a day, neither was Syracuse. So I want you to understand that it's possible that you can live your dreams. It's possible. All of you have to say that to yourselves. Whenever you look at what you want in this world, you say, it's possible. And if you know somebody, like I keep repeating myself, but if you know somebody who's done it, then I'm telling you that you can do it. Just don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on it. Make sure that you believe that your dream and your vision is worth making as many sacrifices as it is needed to make. There are inventors out there who mortgage their house in order to get their things on the market. And look where they are now. You ever see the story? There was a show with that Billy Mays. There was a thing about how the people that would go on there and bring forth their inventions. The guy who invented the Dr. Scholl's gel. Quite amazing, the story about that man. How he gave up everything for his invention, and look at his invention now. As Nikola Tesla once said, the most important thing that a man has is his ability to invent. That is his sole purpose. Because remember, unless you are aware of consciousness, you are not aware of anything. Awareness is the only thing worth seeking. Awareness of how vast the universe is. Awareness of what your dream is. Awareness of what you want in this reality. And if you go after it, you will make it. I will be back at 9 o'clock, okay? This stream has to come off. I will see you all at 9 o'clock. And I wish you all the best. So long.